In this week's parsha, we have a pasuk who says, "Numeltem is our last of avchem, v'arbechem lo sakshuid." You should do a mila on the orla on your heart, and your neck, your arbechem, should not be hard. We talk about kshir, should not lo sakshuid. The smak understands that this is not just a havtocha, but it's actual mitzvah that a person has to do a mila on his orla salev. The orla of the lev is that which prevents the person from hearing what he has to hear and then doing what he has to do to correct himself. That's the orla salev, the covering over of the lev, blocking the input that is supposed to be there. And there's a mitzvah to overcome that and to remove that, this impediment to correcting oneself and doing tshuva, etc. The pasha's the way you're mekayim this mitzvah is through learning mussar or listening to mussar. It's a process of slowly but surely training a person to consider what he's doing and how he has to correct himself, to the point that a person, the smak says, that you should love techocha and love those who give you techocha. If I really want to correct myself and I'm in sports, I want to become a better player, so the person who's giving me feedback and making me into a better player is somebody that I appreciate, even if he doesn't necessarily do it in the easiest way and the nicest way. But it's irrelevant because that my goal is not necessarily to have a pleasant interaction with the person. My goal is to do better. And this person is an expert, and he can help me improve my game. I want his input. So if that's true in sports, which is just a game at the end of the day, in life, which is much more important and much more valuable, it's going to be 10 times, that's 100 times. So that I want people's input, and I appreciate it very much. A rabbi one time pointed out, he's never seen the following scenario. Reuben walks over to Shimon, says, "Shimon, you know, the lights are on in your car." And Shimon says back, "Excuse me, it's none of your business. Who do you think you are? What do you tell me what to do? Go fix your own car." Right? You know, or Shimon's thinking himself like, "Wow, chutzpah the fellow. He's telling me who he thinks is better than me." We've never seen such a scenario. We say, "Wow, thank you so much. I didn't realize that the lights are on in my car. I don't want my battery to die out. And I appreciate so much that you took the time to come over and to correct me and point out that I should correct something." So why don't we have the same reaction when it comes to somebody correcting us in Torah mitzvahs and in life? The logical reaction should be that's we would want to do that. The answer is we feel threatened, we feel undermined, we feel that we're lessened as a person by doing so. But we don't have to do that. Those are thoughts that we're adding on into our own minds, whether the person means it or not. But we're never lessened by that. If anything, greatness is accepting correction. You get more covet and more respect. The person who gets all huffy and puffy, people think, "What's the problem? Like, you're just trying to correct them." The person says, "Wow, thank you so much." Ends up getting more respect. So the reason why we are responding negatively to correction is because we're worried about protecting our self-esteem and our covet. We get more covet by accepting it. And this is true from a wife to a husband to a wife, a parent to a child to a parent, a friend to a friend. We get much more covet if we don't look like we're makban on our covet than if we're makban on our covet. A person who's right of the covet runs away from him. A person who's right of after the runs away from covet, covet follows him. So we're not trying to be so careful about our covet, we're going to get more covet. So we should love mechichim. The smak says, there's a mitzvah to love those which are mechich us, and love the techocha that they give us. The Chazon Ish writes that the derech of the chachamim is to enjoy much more some type of a critique on what they've written and what they said than to enjoy a proof, because we want to find the emes. Rabbi one time said, "I says I like both. I like getting a proof, and I also like getting a critique. So we should at least get the madriga that we like both, and not just that we only like a proof and we dislike a critique. Shezecha to accept techacha, shezecha to hear techacha. We should make ourselves a person who people want to help and want to correct and want to give direction. We should be able to send that message to people every time we accept it in an honest way, in a happy way. We're sending that message to people that we want to hear their feedback and their input, and that'll help us become the better person we're supposed to become. Have a good Shabbos.